Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for the GizWiz is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com. It's time for Twit's annual audience survey, and we want to hear from you. Please visit twit.tv/survey and let us know what you think. It only takes a few minutes, and your anonymous feedback will help us make Twit even better. We thank you so much for your continued support. twit.tv/survey.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1510, recorded Thursday, March 19th, 2015. Amazing gadgets! This episode of the GizWiz is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/GizWiz.
And now, get ready for Dick!
On this episode of the GizWiz, we have more from the pet show and a whole bunch of what the heck is it? All next.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG Chad on Twit TV. It's time for the GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease, a nerd pathology, rows and rows of USBs, growing LEDs. It's ready for the GizWiz now.
Now! I hope you are ready for the GizWiz. And here he is. I always want to say the whizzes of gizzes himself, Dick DiBartolo.
Chad, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing super. We're getting ready to welcome in spring.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, New York City is going to have a snowstorm.
Of course.
Yes, 2 to 4 inches tomorrow.
Welcome, warm weather.
Yes, I know.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that all the flowers bloom and the rabbits.
You know what? Unfortunately, I was walking, Dennis and I were walking our dogs today, and in the park, and the forsythia is out, and the violets are out, and tomorrow they will be buried under snow. It's kind of sad.
That's really sad.
Yeah.
This is how people get colds. The same way that plants get buried by snow, humans get cold. I feel like I remember being in Texas, and one day it was like 85 degrees, and then the next day it was like 20 degrees. It's like, how does your body even adapt? Like, how are you gonna? Yeah. Like,
I don't know. I refuse to be, to adapt.
Yes.
No, exactly. I know it's terrible, but you know, everybody's twitting about, you know, about on spring. The first day of spring, you're supposed to be able to balance an egg on end. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Oh, you don't know that?
Is it just for the first day?
Well, Myra Wait. Joyce and Becky have been tweeting back and forth. Becky said you can do it any day of the year. I was totally unable to do it until Myra said you don't scramble the egg first. So that was probably my downfall. No. Myra said it was hard to do last week, and today it was very easy to do, so I have no idea if there's any validity to it.
Weird.
Yeah, I know, it is weird.
So I wonder, I mean, part of me is like, well, okay, maybe magnetic north, if the Earth is in this correlation with the sun, and the moon phase is pulling the tides, and the egg will stand on end.
Yeah, well, it's going to be easy to stand on end tomorrow because you put it in 4 inches of snow. Where's it
going to
fall?
Exactly.
Where's it going to fall?
They knew. These guys who make up these tall tales, they ain't so dumb.
They know. I know. Well, you know what? We're supposed to talk about a survey.
We are.
And the only reason I mention it is Jeff reminded me 9 times that he created the survey.
Oh, you created it, Jeff?
Yes, yes.
He said, of course I did. He didn't just...
Of course he did. But the thing I have not been able to ascertain is I'm hoping that when you go in... I've not been into the survey. I'm hoping that when you go in there is a giant, like the GizWiz, is in big block red letters.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's down here.
Oh, no. Is it just one of the...
Why is it so small?
Is it just...
Here, we can fix this. I feel like we can fix this If, come on. You know, here. I think this is how the internet works, is that if I go in here and inspect element, here we go, and then we can change this font to much larger. No, I'm kidding. I was going to create it really big, make it amazing.
Well, you know what? If we could, if Jeff is smart, if he could just make it so that if you vote for Twit, which probably gets the most votes as best show, if that would automatically also check mark the Gizwiz, that would work too.
Yeah.
Just thinking, Jeff. Just thinking ahead.
Yeah. So if you want to fill out your own survey, go to twit.tv/survey. And it's pretty simple. You just go down, you say, do you subscribe to the Twitch shows that you listen to? You know, you enter in a little bit more information about what you own. We just want to know a little bit more about you so that we can tailor our business to better suit your needs. Now, on the devices do you listen to? I don't see Sonos. Sonos isn't there.
Is Roku there?
Is it other? You choose other.
Other. It's other. Okay.
For all of those devices. Jeff is giving me the evil stare because apparently lots of people have told him that maybe the device that you listen to is not listed. So click that other box.
Yeah, that's it.
Meerkat. And click everyone watch the show on Meerkat? Why is that not?
Yeah.
It should say Jeff's Meerkat.
I'm watching it. I can imagine.
Jeff's Meerkat should be an option on that list. Yeah. Specifically Jeff's.
Jeff Needles has been going crazy for Meerkat, which is...
I really was over there because normally he does answer my emails in minutes, and it was hours today, and I thought, let me just go over to Twitter. And he was broadcasting from the market, from lunch.
He's whispering. I didn't know he needed a response. I had no clue that he needed an answer right then.
I said, who's going to talk about the survey? Should I know what Chad's gadget is? Nothing.
I can't even look at the stream. I was trying to watch your freaking Meerkat. Apparently not possible. I have to download it in the Apple Store.
No, you can just click on it and
it's not working. Here, look. Follow me. It's happening right now. I'm at twitter.com/JSNeedles. No, what?
No, that's him, the man in the tuxedo.
Click in the link. Oh, look. Oh, there it goes. Oh, I have to log into Twitter. Oh, my gosh. This is 1,000 steps. Why does anyone ever use this service? I don't even know my password.
You can borrow mine.
Yeah. They're just interchangeable like that, right?
I know, yeah. OMGChad11 is my password.
Okay, here we go. We're signing in, redirecting me back. Okay, this is now we're at 7 different steps it's taken me. And look, there I am. Out of full screen?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the crazy thing about Meerkat. Okay. You have to have the aspect ratio just right.
Okay, so now I have to do this.
Oh, that's a...
This is so convenient. I mean, everyone should be using Meerkat.
Exactly what the rest of the world is seeing.
I definitely think that this is the future. I mean, all you have to do, go to his Twitter profile, click the link, sign in, remember your password, follow back in, make sure you're not in full screen mode, drag the window all the way over to the side... And then you're watching a live stream, just like Twitch, Justin TV, Big Gravity, or you just use the app.
But none of them are showing the inside of the Petaluma market.
No. None of them are breaking news of down the street. There's an accident. None of them. I can hear, he's just jealous.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
So Meerkat has been taking over the Twit offices, and Jeff has been really, really getting into Meerkat lately.
Yeah.
So that's
big time.
That's the new thing going on at Twit. I guess let's jump into some gadgets.
Let's jump into some more gadgets. I have three more, and then next week I'll do the final three. So Global Pet Expo, Orlando, Florida. And I got a demonstration of something called the Safe Spot Dog Leash. And I was searching on the web, and I see that Petco has a little 2-minute video on how to use the Safe Spot dog leash. So let's take a look at that, and then I'll tell you how I feel about it.
There we go. For resale, for ransom, bait in dogfights, lab testing, and cult rituals. We have all seen the signs around the neighborhood. Dog stolen, reward offered. Paws has developed a locking pet leash with an integrated lead and collar to secure any size dog with the ease of a standard leash. Leave the leash unlocked for a quick walk.
Oh, wow.
Unlock
Whoa,
it for when you need security. When locked, the collar cannot be opened. For a perfect fit on any size dog, simply push a button, adjust
nice.
The length, and set. It's quick and easy. And once set, the collar cannot be removed by pulling it over the dog's head.
Poor dog.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Demo dog,
now you
demo
can
dog.
Bring your dog with you more often and to more places. Take your dog on errands for more exercise with greater peace of mind. With a comfortable ergonomic design, no detail has been neglected. We're all looking for more quality time as a
so
family.
Put it on your baby.
And more that includes our dog. Imagine being able to take your best friend when stopping for a takeout coffee, going to the post office, the food market, or dropping the kids at school, even leaving your dog in the car with the windows rolled down. There are an estimated 2 million dogs stolen each year. By comparison, only 300,000 bicycles are stolen annually.
Oh, this is cool. You can wrap it around.
Regardless of the actual danger, nobody leaves their dog leashed outside without the constant worry the family pet won't be there when they return. Steel cable enforced, you can secure your dog to any sized object, fence, tree, even inside your car.
So it has steel in the line there.
It has a dog leash has
a steel cable inside that nylon
to fit any size pet, and a locking handle with a single button adjustable strap to fit around any immovable object. Both ends may be locked with a key for when security is required, or left unlocked for a quick walk when security is no concern. You lock your Schwinn, why not your Schnauzer?
Your what?
Schnauzer.
Your what Schwinn, is, why not your Schnauzer?
What is a Schwinn?
A bike.
Oh my God, Chad.
Is it a brand?
We all had Schwinns when we were kids.
A Schwinn?
Oh my God, yes.
Everyone else is saying yes. I'm apparently the only one who doesn't know what a Schwinn is.
No, someone, Frodo's saying, well, you can get a saw and cut through that. Well, yes, but the thing is, dog kidnappings are usually just run up and grab the dog. So you're not going to just go to a dog that doesn't have a
leash. You're not going to walk around with big old, like, bolt cutters.
Exactly.
Go steal dogs. Right. That's a Schwinn.
There's a Schwinn.
Well, you learn something every day. If you were as ignorant as me, now you know.
The thing I like, first of all, I would never leave my dog unattended. As a matter of fact, there have been dogs stolen from in front of a very famous deli called Zabar's. And to tell you the truth, if I see someone locking up a dog, a big dog, I'll just say, are you going to be gone just for a few minutes? If you are, I'll stay and talk to your dog while you're gone.
Right.
So. I like the fact that you can lock this Safe Spot leash. I'm not crazy about the fact that you should now use the leash to take your dog everywhere and leave him wherever you go. Take him to the bank. Take him to the beach. My feeling
take
would
him to
be,
the deli. It was bit like 1920s. It's like, you could now take your dog to the beach, to the post office, to the coffee shop, anywhere.
Exactly. But the thing is, if there is an occasion where you must leave your dog unattended, I would think this is a great idea. It's $69.99 at Petco. That's where the video came from. But I just looked on Amazon. It's a little cheaper there, $61.50 and Amazon Prime. And I forgot to tell Josh, but Josh, can you go to pawsdogboots.com? It's PAWZ dogboots.com.
Is that the site or is it?
No, that's not the site.
No, Chad's got it.
The only reason, there it is, pause.
Dogboots.com.
.com, yeah. They are the most famous thing they're famous for is are their rubber booties.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I bought a pair for Fairway. There they are. And I thought she will never, ever let me put them on. But she did. And what's great about it is in this terrible winter, people have just been throwing salt everywhere. As soon as they hear snow coming, they throw 50 pounds of salt on the sidewalk, and the salt burns dogs' paws. So surprisingly, somehow she knew that the boots would be a good thing. And so she did wear them. And they're cheap. I think they're $12 for a dozen of them. And you can use each set many times. But so that's Safe Spot Dog Leash as gadget number one.
I gotta say, for that price, around $65, it seems really good. I mean, the construction looked amazing. I'm really surprised that it's that inexpensive. I would have guessed $100 and something.
Yeah, no, I she demonstrated it at the expo. And both ends lock, and they say in the video, if, you know, just taking dog for a walk, you can just use it as a regular collar and not bother locking it. And it's a very heavy-duty handle. No, I think it's a very good idea. There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
Sans dog.
I'm not sure why it's all in Japanese currently, but everything is in Japanese.
Oh, that's funny.
But
I guess if you have one of those Asian dogs,
yeah, exactly.
Get the Japanese version.
But I'm sold. If I don't own a dog,
now all you need is a dog.
Yeah, all I need is a dog, and I'll buy one. Totally,
a dog and and an immovable tree or object to tie the dog to.
Yeah, yeah, that's very nice. Very nice. So,
I for one am furious they don't include the dog and the immovable object.
I know.
Everything's
and the deli
an
shop.
Option.
Seriously,
everything.
Give me a little coupons or something.
Everything is an option. The cool. Second gadget is kind of fun. Talk about high tech. There'll be a little disclaimer at the beginning of the video about me being alone. But it's worth putting up with the kind of crappy audio to see how far advanced pet doors have come. You know, the little door that you put in your big door so your pet can go in and out. Well, there's a lot of new technology. So let's take a look. Go back to the pet show.
I'm roaming the aisles at Pet Expo in Orlando, Florida, shooting interviews by myself and trying to hold two mics and the camera. So please forgive the dreadful audio and video quality. But at least you'll get to see new gadgets.
Here at Pet Expo, looking for techie things, and we come to the booth called Animate, and I find something really neat. We find cat doors. Now, there are a lot of cat doors and dog doors around, and I'm talking with Lisa. So, Lisa, are these mainly for cats, or will dogs use them too?
They will work for small dogs, but they are for cats generally. They operate on the microchip that's implanted in your pet. Familiar with having your pet microchips so that you can find them if they're lost. Well, this way they don't have to have two separate keys. It'll all operate with one.
So how does the dog know to accept, how does the cat door know how to accept an animal that is chipped?
Well, it has a sensor. If you want me to, I can show you real quick. You program it. It operates on 4 AA batteries. You're going to we press the program button. You're going to... This one, in case, has a disc.
Oh, okay.
Microchip.
There
is a microchip in this disc.
Okay, so that's good.
And then what it does is it reads the microchip when your pet approaches. You can see.
Oh, my word.
And it unlocks.
Yeah.
And kitty comes in the house.
That is neat. Now, can it remember more than one chip?
This one will do up to 30 cats.
Okay, hopefully there's enough. 30.
You have a big problem.
Yes.
You just leave the door open. Okay, and I'm looking at this one over here with, it looks like a digital readout. What does that do?
This one You can set individual settings for your cat. So if you want one cat to come in and out at night, or one cat can't go out at
great.
Night, you can set it individually for your pets. It will also show you for three pets whether they're in the house, out of the house. It also has the capability to show you how long they've been in, how long they've been out. If you haven't seen Kitty for, you know, a day or so, and you think, well, has he been in? You can check, and if he's been out for a day or so, you might want to start looking for him.
That is amazing. Wow. And finally, I see one with, is that an alarm clock to wake your cat? What is that?
This one is, it's brand new on the market. It's just a step up from a lockable cat flap, but it offers you the ability to, you know, in the U.S. we have a growing problem with coyotes. You don't really want your cat out at night. So you can set it from, this one set from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. It will lock and your pet can come in but can't go back out.
Unless your pet is like a safe cracker.
Right.
He's not going to open it. That...
Also, if you can set it for any time you want your pet to go in and out. If it's high traffic times, if you don't want your pet during rush hour, you can set it individually for them not to be able to go out during rush hour.
Wow. And this little guy at the bottom, that little dial?
This is just, he can go out only, in only, totally locked, in or out, or this operates with a timer function.
Wow. And each one of the devices that we
it needs a door
has one of those on it. Okay.
Well, that one's the simplest model, but all of them, yes, you can set when your pet can come in and out.
Okay. And now we have to talk about prices.
You know, I'm not going to know that off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, give me a ballpark figure, like what they might start
at. I would say this one is probably going to retail for around $150.
Okay. And then the others would be higher because they do more things.
Well, this one would be our highest. This one's going to retail probably for $70, $75.
Oh, wow. So. Okay. And when are these going to be available?
These will be available in the fall for this one,
fall to
winter.
Okay.
This one should be available shortly. In fact, we're probably going to have a limited quantity available on our website.
Okay.
This one is available now.
Oh, great. Okay. And your website is?
www.pet-mate.com.
Okay. Pet-mate.com.
Yes.
And we know from other exhibitors, not here and at Toy Fair, is that you always have to have the hyphen or you sometimes end up at the wrong website.
Correct.
This is Dickie Bartola, Mads, Maddest Writer, and the Gizwiz at Pet Expo. And again, I don't have a cameraman today. I'm doing this all myself. So forgive the dreadful audio if it is dreadful and the dreadful camera work. Okay, I'm going off looking for kibble now. Bye.
That is so cool.
It's pretty neat.
I'm on their website now, like looking at all the different options.
And you know, you can, if your dog doesn't have a chip, you can just buy a little collar tag. But I just love the fact that you look down and you go, oh, cat number one went out at 7 and is still out. Cat number two went out at 7 but came back at 8.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And I can see all the
features.
Yeah, we've lost multiple cats to them leaving at night and not coming back in the morning. And being able to say they can come in, like after 7 p.m., they can come in, but they can't leave. If you also time dinner time around that exact time, they'll come in, eat dinner, won't be able to head out, and you don't have to constantly make sure that you close the garage door. And I mean, wow.
It's perfect. Really, it's neat, isn't it?
Yeah. And to use the embedded microchip in the cat, no extra peripheral. You don't need a weird collar. It just uses the microchip that's already in the cat,
exactly. But if your cat is not chipped, you just buy a little tag that has the chip in it. Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat.
Yeah. Very, very, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Well, hang on. I have to get my what the heck is it?
Oh,
okay,
yes.
So
this is your third gadget. I don't know what this is.
Third gadget. Okay. All right. So I'm going to start with the back. Da-dum-ba-dum.
And this was from the Pet Expo.
Yeah. Well, you see, you have a big advantage. You got any ideas from the back?
Kind of, but maybe not.
This is going to make it easier. I'm not going to show you.
Actually, I don't know. I was Okay, so my first thought was...
Oh, I could. If it doesn't jump out at you, I'll show it to you again.
No, I don't. I actually don't know. So I thought that that was originally... sometimes they have cat toys that have tracks with balls in them, and the cats can play with it. I thought it was one of those. And then... but then I didn't think it was when you flipped it over. And then I thought it was like a weird water dish that for some reason had extra ridges, so... stuff wouldn't
purifies fall in it. The water as it runs.
I have a guess.
Go ahead.
It's a maze for snakes.
Is it kind of what
snake
it looks
maze.
Like? Yeah,
snake
an
maze.
An earthworm like, maze is yes. what Burke earthworm. Says.
All right. Well, we have a video with Charlie, our shelter rescue dog,
a racetrack for
and
pet cockroaches.
He will show us what it does, and we'll see if it works.
On my website, gizwiz.biz, I play the What the Heck Is It game. Do you know what the heck this is?
A very simple maze.
Is it
maze.
My brain? Do the ideas go in here and around and then give up? Or is it the world's worst spaghetti colander? No, we're going to find out now what this
really
is,
no
because I'm going to tell you. This is the dog maze,
what?
And it's a way to make dog snacks last longer by making it into a game with your dog.
Oh.
But does it work? Well, we're at the GizWiz Labs, and I have my lab assistant. Where's my lab? My lab assistant is right here. Okay, this is Charlie, lab assistant. Charlie, we're going to see how long a few snacks last if they're just put on the floor. Okay? Well, let's put them on the floor first. Okay, Charlie? So there we go.
So three snacks
and they're gone.
The snacks are gone.
2 seconds, maybe.
Now.
Yes.
And we've not done this before. We're going to... The dog is, Charlie's probably going to hate me from now on, okay? And I have no idea what his reaction is going to be outside of being really angry. So now we put the snacks
what is this human
in
torture?
The mini maze, and we're going to see if it becomes a challenge or, okay, so you know what? This is kind of fun. So he's trying to figure it out. Okay, he's working it around.
Way longer than the other snacks.
This is pretty neat, okay?
Already
we know
pushing it down that.
And this is the first time he's ever seen this thing. So that was good. He worked it to the end of one
try. He's pushing them around.
And I'll just keep telling you about this guy as he's working it because actually I'm quite impressed. So instead of your dog eating it in one split second... The doggy mini maze, this is the mini maze, this is for little dogs, and is also a big version for bigger dogs. Look at, he worked it to the end of the track, and they're from a company called Buster. The mini maze, it's just coming out. I don't see it on Amazon yet. It's going to be $12 to $15. And then the big size is $20 to $30, okay? And they are the Buster mazes. The Buster mini maze, that's what Charlie's working on. He's
showing
really
them
doing
he's,
a good
showing
job.
Them he's getting out. But now this one, he's pushing along the
and
track.
He's look at it.
And
learned,
he pushed it off out
he
onto the
how
rug.
To push it all the way through. Look at this. This, he's doing, this is great. I am very impressed
look
with
at him walking around it.
Because
oh, it's so funny.
We're now getting like 2 minutes of entertainment out of this. Oh, Charlie, no, not that way.
Oh, you went the wrong way, buddy.
The wrong
You're
way, Charlie.
Toward the dead end, Charlie. Oh, look at this. And
he's
pushing, did it.
He got it out.
He figured it
this
out.
This is really great. And what's so amazing is earlier I tried it with Dennis, and it was 45 minutes before he even got one piece
right.
out.
You put little thimbles
so
of
this.
Wine in there.
From Buster, Charlie's working on the mini maze. They come in different colors. And there's also one for bigger dogs. Charlie, thank you very much. Charlie, take
it
home.
He got it. He's done. It looks
he's
like it's all clean.
Charlie the dog. And Dick DiBartolo, Mad's Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with another One Bark Theater here on Twit. Thanks, Charlie. Hotel. You don't need the device itself.
Bye.
Wow. Yeah, so I was really amazed that
you were amazed that the maze worked.
Oh, that's very good. Yo, that's a good slogan for them.
It's amazing
doggy device.
Ah, that is so cool.
And then just for laughs, we did it again with Charlie and Fairway last night. And Charlie gets very excited just when he sees the device. So evidently, it's not a torture thing. It's
right.
It's kind
He's
of
happy
fun
about
for some reason. Yeah. Yeah. No, so you get about 3 or 4 minutes out of a snack that is gone normally in 10 seconds.
Right. And this is the larger maze.
That's the larger maze. Right. They're from Buster. And I had it up earlier. I think $22.50 for the big guy. And they tell in the instructions you can sort of vary how hard it is by the size of the snacks you put in. If you put in tiny little snacks, they're going to really have to work to push them around. Or a bigger snack, they could push it. Sometimes they can actually get their tongue in it and flip it out of the track. But I thought it was a clever idea.
It's really funny to see how he learned it at the end.
He really
absolutely
did.
Knew.
He really did. He's
at the very
right.
end, he was like, okay, get it here, freaking lick it that way as fast as you can, and then you get it.
I guess so that's cool. Just one of the things why you can train dogs with dog snacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of people with puppies walking to the corner, and they tell them to sit, and as soon as the dog sits, they give them a single treat. And the dogs learn really fast that when they get to a corner is to sit and you get a treat. So
it's perfect.
There you go.
It's really nice that they'll have something to do while they're tied up to a pole.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's
when
their collar
when their collar is gold or is steel infused.
Yes,
we'll have
exactly.
something to do. Exactly.
Exactly. Well, you'd have to chain the maze to the pole, otherwise
right.
someone would take that.
Yeah. Right. Right. So before we get to my crappy corner and the gadget warehouse, we have to thank our sponsor for this episode, and that is Audible.com. Audible.com is the leading provider of audiobooks across all sorts of genres. There's nonfiction, fiction, periodicals, just so many different books. Currently, I am listening to the sequel to The Bone Season, which is called The Mime Order. It's by Samantha Shannon, and it is so amazing. It is set, there it is, there's the first book, The Bone Season, and The Mime Order is what I'm currently listening to. It's set in a future where people have, like, telekinetic powers where they can summon spirits to, like, hang around them and use them almost as ammo in fights. And the main character has this ability to, like, her soul can, like, leave her body and travel to other dreamscapes and, like, spy on people or, like, push their souls out of their body. And it's in this dystopian future London, which is super, I mean, it's not great, but it is very, very well described. And, oh, I just feel like I don't want to live there, but I could. It's such a perfect setting. I just can't get enough of it. I'm super glad that the second book came out not too long ago, and I have been listening to it all the way through. In fact, I've been listening to two books at once. I'm currently going back and reading through Patrick Rothfuss's King Killer Chronicles. Audible has a great web player. If you go to your library and you can just click on one of your books and listen to it on in the browser. And so I've been listening to The Bone Season on my PC, and then whenever I get into my car, I use the iPhone app to listen to Patrick Rothfuss's trilogy. And so very, very good. If you want to test out Audible, to check out all their amazing apps, check out their library, listen to a few books, and fall in love with it, you can do so. You get a free book. We're hooking you up. Go to audible.com/gizwiz for your free audiobook. That's audible.com/gizwiz, and you'll be signing up for the Gold Plan, which is one credit a month, and most books on the site are a single credit, so you can use that credit to get all sorts of books. It's just absolutely wonderful. I have been an Audible subscriber for a very, very long time, and I think you will absolutely love Audible.com. And we thank them for their support of the GizWiz.
Excellent. Excellent. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the amazing Chad's.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Now, once again, I don't know what this is.
We are doing a What the Heck Is It month theme. So you have to guess what each of these gadgets are. We have two of them. So I'll start off with this one. It is a blue color. It has triangles right here. That tape is to cover up the name, so you don't know what it's named. It has little wavy bits.
Yeah.
Right here and down there.
It almost looks like your foot is supposed to go on
it. Your foot's supposed to go on it? Any idea what this would actually be used for?
Is it like an exercise thing? Do you stand on it and rock?
It's for your neck, so you can...
Oh, that's...
There you go.
All I can say is a rocker for your foot.
Rocker for your foot. Okay.
No.
You're pretty correct.
Oh,
It is for your foot. It is here. I can demonstrate it right here.
Yeah,
it's called the North American Foot Care Foot Rocker, Healthcare Foot Rocker. So you're absolutely right. You put your foot in it, and it rocks it back and forth. But that's a pretty stupid device. So what it's actually used for is before you go running, you straighten out your leg, and you can stretch the tendons or the muscle, that back muscle. And it does a really, really, really good job of it. I remember in elementary school PE, we'd always just do this, where you just raise your foot, and this makes it much easier by rotating the device, putting your heel right there, and then just kind of straightening your foot and putting a little bit of pressure on your heel.
And
I can really feel this whole back leg part is really stretching out really quite nicely.
And what's the name of this thing?
So this is the North American Healthcare Foot Rocker.
The Foot Rocker.
On Amazon, it costs around $11.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
And you can get a two-pack if you want. You want to do both feet at once. You don't want to do both feet at once. That's how you hurt yourself. But that's $20. Jeff, did you buy this for yourself?
Yeah,
for me. This is for him. After he went skiing, he found this, and I don't have no clue what the little triangles are. It's just to throw you off. Just plastic mold. The GizWiz sign fell off. So that is the North American Healthcare Foot Rocker.
Okay, that's
$11.
Good.
So that's one piece of crap.
Wow, there's two. Wow.
There's two. Here's the second one.
But wait, there's more.
So this is it. It's hard to see, but it has numbers. Each of these are numbered. I'm trying to see if I can catch the light. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. We can kind of show it to the product camera, but I don't think it's going to show it off either. It's not zoomed in enough. But it's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow.
Just like that.
Is it some sort of adding machine or is it a finger exerciser?
So it has the logo here. And you're right. It is a finger. These are both kind of themed together. This is a finger exerciser. So here, let me go show you the boxes for both of these guys.
Oh, okay.
Here is the foot rocker.
Okay. Ooh.
So amazing. Shows which muscles it will work on the bottom of the box.
Oh, that's good. That's a good shot. Okay.
And then we got the hand exerciser. And this is mostly
for... So what are the numbers for?
So it's for... this would be an exerciser if you wanted to get better at using a guitar. So each of these... So it shows on the packaging a guitar with a hand. It's kind of hard to see there. But it's the designed and developed and maintained the strength and dexterity in your fingers and hands. Ooh, fun. But yeah. So, it's assuming that you're some sort of guitarist,
Okay.
Or whatnot. Or you just want to make sure that you're, you know, working your hands. I've found out that my pinky is really not, you know, I really need to work on my pinky. It's interesting that it is per finger. It does make it seem a little bit difficult. I'm used to a full hand.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
But wow. Yeah, so it kind of works on dexterity. And it has a pretty good spring in it.
What's the name of the thing? The Digidoo? What is that?
Dadarogado. D-A-D-D-A-R-I-O.
All right.
Dadario. Dadario.
Okay, I believe you.
Planet Waves. Dadario Planet Waves is apparently the name of it.
As long as they're both on Amazon, right?
Right, right, right. Oh, okay. And so the cost of this is $10. $10 for the
So the real tricky thing is to rock on one of those things while you're working your hands.
Exactly. You need to stretch your leg muscles whilst, you know, making your fingers strong. My left hand is not nearly as strong as my right hand. Ouch. And anyway, those are our sort of our athletic themed, what the heck is it? I was really thinking that if I held it this way, it would really throw you off because of the numbers.
Well, yeah,
it looks definitely like some sort of adding machine or something.
It does. It does look like a machine. I thought it was, some kind of archaic.
Yeah.
Finger adding thing.
One, two, four. In digits of four. You have base four here.
What happens if you put finger three on finger two or whatever? Does that totally throw it off?
I would be careful of that. Yeah. Just professionals.
Yeah. No, you don't want to use it this way.
Don't cross fingers.
Totally wrong. This is the correct way to do it, where you have one, two, three, four, like this. So this way, it would be 4, 3, 2, 1.
I mean, it's the same danger like if you accidentally put hand soap on your face.
Yes.
I
know.
Yeah.
Gosh, what happens if you condition before you shampoo? Your whole shower's
ruined. Warning labels everywhere.
My word. Those are my two what the heck is it gadgets.
Nice, very good.
Yours better. Yours is pretty awesome. From my crappy corner, definitely bits of crap. So let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Foghorn.
And our viewer video this week is from Rick Ankrum, A-N-K-R-U-M. Now, this is not a gadget that landed in Rick's warehouse, because it's too crappy to keep.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, Rick said, I bought this LED projector about a year ago. It is so bad, I hesitate giving it to Goodwill.
You don't know anything else to be, landed with it.
I know. So let's watch Vic's I Really Have a Piece of Crap video.
Well, hello, Dick and Chad. This is my crappy product review. On eBay, I bought this GeekWire mini LED projector, model NE0016601. I knew I was buying this on a whim and a prayer. I needed a projector for a meetup group that I have, and I thought, well, I'm willing to spend $59 on it. Well, this projector looks nice. GeekWire there.
Oh, it's pretty nice.
Finish and everything. The only problem is the output is so dim and pixelated that you can't even see it in a pitch black room. It's kind of
that's not problem.
It would be like looking through an image through cheesecloth. It did come with everything that it said that it had. English instructions, believe it or not.
Wow.
It has
a native resolution of 320 by 240, but it says it can support.
Oh, that's awful.
1920
right?
by 1080, but I don't know how that
can support. Maybe it's like if you give it that, it'll downgrade
it. Downfall. It also included an RCA connector. and an HDMI connector, which I don't have. Lens cover, little remote. The interesting thing is when you start this thing up, it sounds like Windows XP. The surprise, and besides the poor performance, was the power selector or power plug. I had to go to Radio Shack.
What?
It still existed then.
Oh, they're kidding?
And get this universal adapter for it to use it in our plug. So overall, this is do not waste.
I bet that adapter cost another $60.
It was cheap. Not cheap enough. $19.95 maybe. And the plug here from Radio Shack was almost $15.
Yeah. So, God.
That's it.
Man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
That's all right. What did he say? I think the chat room picked it up. It was 320 by 240.
320 by 240. That's like lower than like NTSC, like lower than the iPhone 1 screen. Like it's
yes.
Bad.
I think the original Casio digital camera was that. But I love it. Can accept.
Yeah.
Can accept 1080p.
All the way up. And that's probably what they bolded. Like, does support HD. As in, we will downgrade that to 320 by
40. Yeah, yeah, exactly. We can make HD look like you're watching it through cheesecloth.
Oh, gosh.
Man. Anyway, if you see that on eBay,
avoid.
I would avoid it at all costs.
Man.
Anyway, so that was Rick Ankrum from Kingwood T, I guess. Texas or Tennessee, I'm not sure which. So, Rick, you will get an autographed Mad magazine, an autographed Alfred E. Newman picture, and possibly
this finger exerciser.
Hand exerciser.
Have you wanted to learn how to play the guitar? This won't help in that at all, but you could strengthen your fingers to learn.
Or maybe you should send him the foot thing so he can...
Jeff has
strengthen
claimed
his foot and then kick the LED projector
right.
out the window.
Now that I'm all limbered up from my stretches, get out of here.
Get out of here. And folks, we are running out of Gadget Warehouse videos. I think we may have one iffy one. So please, in the next few days, find a piece of crap
absolutely.
That you don't want to get rid of. For whatever reason, make a little video. Rick's was perfect, like just a 2 minutes and a few seconds. Why you love it or why you loved it, why you don't want to throw it out. Hopefully, maybe what you paid for it or how you came upon it. Just put it on YouTube and send us the link, gizwiz@twit.tv. So it could be like, Rick, I bought a piece of crap. My gadget warehouse, anything you have around the house that's old, we love, and actually viewers love seeing that stuff. Or I invented this, and that's it. Put it on YouTube. Gizwiz@twit.tv. Send us the URL.
Perfect. Do it. Now let's move on to the letter.
And we have a letter that says the subject is just thanks.
Oh.
I know. It's very sweet. Philip Steele says, guys, just thanks. I enjoy the show. I have been reading Mad for years. OMG Chad is a great co-host for your podcast.
Oh, thanks.
I try to download as many as I can. All the best, Philip Steele. So I thought it was kind of nice that we got our first totally complimentary email.
Yeah.
Not asking for something, not complaining.
Wait, is that really the first?
No, I'm only kidding.
It's got to be a joke.
We don't read them. No. We don't get a lot of them. And I don't read them often, but you're mentioned, I'm mentioned, Mads mentioned.
That's
this is
wonderful.
Kind of. Yeah. And then in crayon, it says at the bottom, and Jeff Needles, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he says I like his meerkats. He says his meerkats.
P.S. How come Jeff isn't doing more meerkatting?
Right. Jeff goes, how could I do more? I mean, seriously.
How could he?
Yeah.
How could he?
Hey, and I hate to steal the focus here, but I have three people watching my meerkat right now. I'm doing the meerkat.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
You want to see? I've got how many people? Two people are watching my meerkat.
That's
right. That's two more than none.
I think we have at least four watching the live stream currently.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
If this catches on, I will be selling my own line of meerkat auto doors.
I'm going to start a new thing called Nearcat. It's actually a dog that looks like a cat. It's Nearcat. It's like a cat. And then we'll sell leashes with
we could also put little GoPros on real cats, and we can call that real cats.
Yeah. Real cat TV is what
exactly from the feline point of view.
It would turn them around, point at their tails. We'll call it rear cat TV.
It's amazing so when brains options. Get together.
So many options.
There's so many options.
Oh, my gosh. Don't forget to play the original What the Heck Is It at gizwiz.biz. And this week, I really have no clue what this is. This is the full gadget. This isn't just part of it. This isn't just a segment of it. I just figured it out.
Yes. You know,
video games, big industry, okay? It's hard to get babies into video games. This bass right here, this is a joystick, and they put a mustache on it to make it, you know, really enjoyable. So it's a baby joystick for playing hardcore video games, and it's obvious. I mean, it's a video game joystick babies. But sorry that I gave it away.
I wouldn't send it in as a guess.
There are 12 copies of Mad Magazine signed by Dickie D himself for correct answers and 24 for clever, funny, hilarious, or interesting answers. So go ahead and email your suggestions or answers in to submit your answers. And if you want to catch us live, you can do so at live.twit.tv. We go live around 4:30 Pacific time, about 7:30 Eastern time. But if you can't catch us live, don't worry. We are on demand at twit.tv/gizwiz, where you can subscribe to the show, download past episodes. There's also a link to Dick's show notes on gizwiz.biz there as well. And one more reminder that Twit is doing a survey to find out how you consume our content, and that's at twit.tv/survey. If you would take a few moments and fill that out, it really helps us know a little bit more about you so that we can tailor our content to help to better suit your needs. And that about wraps it up for this episode of the GizWiz. See you next week.
I'll be here.